I want to take a quick break from the show to tell you about one of our sponsors, Mint Mobile. When people hear that Mint Mobile plans are only $15 a month, people often wonder, what is the catch? Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, there ain't one. There are no gimmicks and no gotchas, just unlimited talk, text, and data, fast, reliable coverage on the nation's largest 5G network, and an award-winning care team. I guess that makes Mint Mobile a catch. All right, I got two kids. You need to have a cell phone for them. I can't afford to just go with the big box guys just because I seen their commercial when I was 18. I need to save money because my kids are in college. Mint Mobile took that and made it easy for me. Great service, great price, $15 a month. You get the same number. You ain't got to worry about all that. And it's fine, all right? Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile. It's so easy to sign up online and get 3 months of premium wireless for $15 a month. You can bring your phone number and choose from 3 to 6 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/BBP. That's mintmobile.com/BBP. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/BBP. That's it. There's no catch. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See mintmobile.com for details.
All right. This is, I saw this on the internet. That was the cold open of sorts. Random podcasts full of stories and sometimes not at all. Some stories, some days we just talk about Keisha not moving to Atlanta. That was the last time she was here. Today's guest, Rob Hayes, Keisha E., hey, Ronnie hey. Jordan. We talk about random stories. Today, you've been sending them all. And you can submit stories that are old. internet@kevonstage.com. Put the link in there though, because if the link ain't in there, I delete the email. Just if the link's there, I'll check it out. But if it's not, if it's your music, I can tell the difference.
if it's your aunt's music,
NY Post.
Stop sending your aunt music.
You have to be really creative and have the bit.ly look like a New York Post article, and I'm still gonna be like, clever, delete. All right. But today's first story, hospital patient arrested for allegedly switching off neighbor's noisy oxygen machine.
Who got hospital all this shit going in here?
A hospital patient has been arrested after she allegedly twice switched off the oxygen equipment on which a fellow patient depended on because it was too noisy, German authorities said. The public prosecutor's office in the southwest German city of Mannheim obtained a warrant for the 72-year-old woman's arrest. She was brought before the magistrate investigating judge of Mannheim local court on Wednesday. She was later admitted to a correctional facility. The Mannheim police said in a statement, she turned it off. I'm trying to see what happened. Although the suspect was informed by hospital staff that oxygen supply was a vital measure, she allegedly turned off the device she turned off at 8 after feeling disturbed, and then they told her it was a vital measure, and she came back and turned it off at 9. The 79-year-old woman had to be resuscitated.
That's not funny.
That's not cool, man.
I'm mad that you can unplug my breathing shit that easy, bro. Cool. Like, ain't no lockbox on the thing. Yeah. Why is it so easy to kill me? I don't like it.
But could you imagine being 79 with a roommate? It's like, why do they put two people in the same room anyway?
That's the first thing I thought
God
of.
Damn, she got visitors. Everybody coming to see Betty. What the fuck?
It's basically like, who want to go to heaven first? Do you want to go to heaven tonight?
The visual of her laying in the bed trying to go to sleep, and she just hear boo.
Oh my God.
She's just like, man, I really. Like, you don't immediately go there. You have to be driven to that point.
You sang a couple songs. She done swag surfed a little bit.
Some of these hospitals need new equipment.
She in the bed.
Some of these hospitals got noisy equipment.
They do.
Yeah. They do.
And, you know, like, they send people $1 million bills, and people laugh. I ain't paying for that. And then that's what happens.
But this could have been avoided with their headphones.
Right. But she ain't got a noise canceling.
She ain't got it.
She didn't pack a hospital bag.
She got three walls like Rob had. Mm-hmm. And this machine is going off all goddamn night.
Listen.
My pain medication in war. My IV is empty. This bitch, we're going to have to do something.
And the thing is,
this Medicaid.
People's what's that thing called? Fire detector beep in their videos bothers me.
Yeah.
I'm like, take it out. You don't hear that?
Yeah.
That was happening in her room.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just boop.
Boop.
Please, Lord.
It's her time.
The wild
killer. She said, I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill her.
No, oxygen might have like gears and fans. The wild part is they told her to stop doing it. She did it an hour later.
That's the worst.
She's like, I can't take this shit.
Hey, man, don't unplug this shit. All right. I ain't gonna do it. All right. Okay. No, cool. I know what I did. It was wrong. You know, you ain't got to move me.
Oh, that was that? Oh, I didn't even realize.
Bro, why don't you move the person trying to unplug me? First of all, man.
I'm trying to plug my jitterbug in. I didn't even know.
Hey, man, why y'all, phone.
I'm in there cussing them out. Why y'all ain't move my grandma, bro? The lady did it one time. Like, move the lady from my grandma.
Oh, my God.
If there was Medicaid hospital, they would have just rolled her bed in the hallway. Bitch, you don't want no beef. How about fluorescent light? Bam, there you go. Take that with you.
That is kind of like an inconvenience, though. Like, why, if I'm not on oxygen, why do I have to? Yeah. Why you pair me with somebody that got the same thing section? I got?
I can breathe. I can open a window.
Put me in the same.
I got motor skills. I'm out here unplugging stuff. Put me with the people that can get around.
Out the bed and go around the sheet to her side.
I don't work for her. I'm not her helper. Here. Y'all done asked me to turn the machine down.
I don't belong here.
Hey, turn the oxygen down to 30. Y'all done had me hit the dials and stuff. I thought I could turn it off.
You know what's funny is if, like, she probably pulled that plug so hard. Like, if you're frustrated, you're not gently pulling it. No. She yanked that out of that lady and then heard her struggling. Yeah. It was like,
and slept peacefully. Yeah. This is the thing. This is the thing, too. It's like
not
the oxygen.
Turn it off, unplug. Unplug, let the little spark fly and stuff.
But the oxygen machine, the sound of that bothered you. But not the sound of this lady dying. You slept
the first
peacefully.
Part, she probably unplugged it and started singing the song.
You
and
slept
shit.
Very peacefully.
Kevin, I'm making note. I'm in a big mood. Nigga, what? Shut up. Now you gotta shut up.
She looked like she was unplugging the iron. Like,
Lord.
She don't even go to thing. You, boo. Now you hear. Now this I can deal
she
with.
She probably let her get a couple of
but
little,
I want to see her before, like, as it was beeping, just facing take her bed, breath. Like, looking at, I ought to unplug that shit. I ought to do it. I'll do it. Well, how
because also you, know, had to, you had to know which, I'm sure it was a lot of cords. If she's on oxygen machine, she got a lot of stuff hooked up.
Well, she,
and
she
to
said,
know that you can just do
she
it.
She sat
like,
there and watched the path of the machine to the cord. Like, they were like, hold on. She said, that blue one, that's the cord, right? Let me see where it go in there.
Because it is a lot of cords over there.
Yeah. She Googled it.
I'm mad you got my grandma plugged up with a power strip from Walmart. And this lady unplugged my grandma's surge protector. She just hit the little red button. Click.
You imagine?
Shut your whole shit down.
You imagine, Ronnie? They call you to the hospital because your grandma like, what happened? What happened? This nigga over here unplugged.
See that surge protector? Nigga was moving the chair. And that bitch kicked out the wall. Like, come on, man. Like, y'all gotta do better than this with our elders. Y'all gotta protect our grandmamas.
It's not
funny. My grandma got like fell out the bed like in the hospital. They was like, she fell, bro. We were like, nigga, where was you at?
Duh.
She was on the ground, like, dog.
Stuff shouldn't be funny, but
it is. Mm-hmm. Like real life is funny.
We were at my brother's funeral, right? This is not funny, but I did laugh post. They all his kids is there and his wife. We all sad. They like leaning on the casket. Daddy gone. They pushing it. And the thing is like, I'm like, hey, I know we sad. It's going to be worse if you knock him down.
And
the shoe comes off, it's going to be worse. Y'all going to have to grieve standing up. They're like, bruh. Daddy, no. I'm like, hey, it's like 12 of y'all up here. This casket ain't meant up. Y'all hold it. Y'all pushing it at different parts of the thing.
If I'm at a funeral and they tip the casket over, I am not
holding. It's over, Ronnie.
My last.
It's over with.
Put a disclaimer in the will. Like, bro, hey,
that was so
if
much
the
funny
casket
stuff
fall,
happening.
Hey,
we gonna laugh.
We listen to denim to all this.
My brother's kids were they were mad because we had a gospel playlist on ahead of the funeral, and it was loud. And it was loud. Because Marvin sat with, never would have made it. He felt like he was there. They like, yo, turn this off in the church. I said, y'all asking people at church to turn off gospel music. What do you want to play? Little Baby. We can't. Because most of them live in Atlanta. Play Little Baby. Dad wouldn't even like that. In this setting, he would understand why you're playing Marvin Sapp.
I mean, never would have made it. That's an odd choice. Like, don't
that's
don't
why
play
I was,
that.
They weren't wrong. Because I was like, also, to their point, he didn't make it.
Make it.
Why did Marvin is really talking about the situation. Yeah, like, yeah. Choose another. Like, we fall down, but we get up, but we don't. But, like, there's a lot of songs out of context. Yeah. They're not funeral playlists.
Marvin really ain't the funeral guy.
Can we do all the inappropriate gospel songs for funerals, please?
I text Kev. I was genuinely concerned. Kev had been on my heart.
I won't complain.
And I reached out to Kev.
I've had some good days. I've had some wheels to fly.
What happened, Keisha? I don't remember what
this
was.
I reached out to Kev after his brother passed, y'all. It was on my heart. I was really, like, praying for him, thinking about Kev, and I sent him this very kind of lengthy, it wasn't too long, but heartfelt message, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then his wife threw the phone at him.
Kev
responded.
You gotta
watch two episodes to get that joke.
I was like, if there's anything you need, like, even just, I can come around, help at the studio, like, I, you know, whatever. And Kev was like, you know what would really help me, Keisha, to feel better about my brother's death? And I was like, anything, Kev, name it. He was like, if you just put your arm down in your pictures. And I was like, nigga, what?
Put the knee down.
I am over here like.
Put your arm down in your
pictures. Because Keisha's always got her elbow up and her knee bent. Just stand straight up. No, that would really help me breathe. Stand up straight on the beach.
I see Kev. Kev is in the tub like Russell Simmons. You know what would help me, Keisha?
I'm like, you name it, Kev, I got you.
You know, it's a funny thing. You asked me what I would like you to change.
Put your arm down.
It's bothering me so much. Me and my wife collectively have decided that you should put your arm down. like you
they bamboozled me like on explaining.
The best part of
you
that
be,
is
you be drum
didn't
major,
even
full
know.
Drum major every picture?
I had no. First of all, they told me the concept of the show.
You drum
was
major
I the first
like
person?
This?
I think I was the first, very first person. They
There's a reason we thought of the show.
We're going to pull old pictures. If you're going to pull pictures off your Instagram, you have to explain it. I'm like, okay, cool, right? I'm kind of already looking through my Instagram to see what's all. This is probably the worst they can get. I'm prepared. I come in there and they hit me with the back to. I was like, I couldn't even. I literally had no clue I did
like
that.
40
I was like,
pictures, Ronnie.
The crazy part is I had just took a selfie as I was pulling up.
You like you had gunpoint every picture.
Put the knee up right now.
I didn't even know.
Put the knee up and the elbow.
I had no idea.
All over this country, gallivanting, taking the same picture. And in the beach, I get it. She was in bowling alleys doing that. She was in the car. It's hilarious that you had a hot one, a fresh selfie.
I literally just pulled up to the studio. I was like, oh, look at
you.
You
had a brand new one.
She had a fresh one today.
I was like, I guess I ain't going to post this right now. Guess I can't post it. I'll keep that one till later. Ooh, I was bamboozled. I said, this is not what I was brought
why
here for.
Why your pictures look like you're on a float in the water?
And I feel attacked.
She didn't listen. Hit with that flex. I asked her a simple thing. She Man, didn't listen.
I did. I gave you like a week. I gave
oh
you like a
God,
week and a half.
So funny.
And I was on vacation at the time. I waited. I had some.
Well, imagine that was my breaking point. They're like, you know, Kev's in the mental hospital. What happened? His brother passed? No, he was cool after that.
Check his phone.
But Keisha, just he asked her one thing to do.
And he got
she,
it. He
DM'd
you
do
like,
it.
Wow.
She couldn't do it. She, and he's just, and I'm just
and
like.
And when he texted back, I was like, damn, I thought he was going to say bring some chicken over to the kids or something. I'm like,
I'm in Arkham Asylum because Keisha could like, put your arm down. Put your arm down.
I thought I was going to come PA around the studio or something. Like, I
don't
know. This is what
you put your arm and your knee down, please? Thank you so much. That would suffice.
This. Want to take a quick break from the show to let you know this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, it's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about your own self. What do you need from yourself? When we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burned out. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. Listen, therapy has helped me to do just that. I give a lot as a husband, a father, a friend, a brother, an employer, a son, a grandson. There's a lot of people that I got to help financially, emotionally, physically, and sometimes I got nothing left for old Kev. And you cannot give from a place of emptiness. So therapy has helped me to prioritize my own self. And that means sometimes I just got to do the proper things, make sure I'm still good. And that's all we're trying to tell you to do with BetterHelp. Listen, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. All right? Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sawthis to get 10% off your first month. Once again, that's BETTERHELP.com/sawthis to get 10% off your first month. And now back to the show.
Would pleasure me. This would please the king.
Oh, my God. Jump
down.
Can you hand me that paper towel, Kim?
Oh, my God.
I'm hot in here, bro.
Wow. You guys are silly in the comments.
Oh, they go crazy in the Patreon. Crazy. Shout out to the Patreon, bro. Y'all don't understand. Y'all be allowed.
It feels like a secret club I'm in right now.
It's very
like,
public.
That's what's up. But still, they pay.
This, supporting, bro.
Shout out to everybody who just bought some stuff off my website. Y'all is running it up on officialblissedaf.com. I appreciate it, man.
And I appreciate y'all, man, because we got two seats when we get Ronnie in. So
he came out. Let me tell y'all the pre-warning. This is how Kev ain't shit. He said, hey, man, we got new chairs in there. I don't know if they're going to.
That's not what I said.
With your body.
We was buying new podcast chairs. Cam can tell you. We go through chairs.
I never love it.
Them little office
this
chairs.
This is the third set of chairs.
We, this is the big comedians. We got a lot of six over, a lot 200 and over. So these chairs be like, again, daddy issues?
Oh, this chair right here going to have to go get some therapy right here. This chair like, dude.
So when they were showing me the chairs, I was like, will Ronnie Jordan be able
if
to
it,
sit?
If it's hipless, I'm with it. If they got the hip guards, I'm kind of.
Guards?
They got to squeeze, shimmy in the chair. That ain't the move.
You
got to
pick it up your side and put it
on the
Yeah,
you got
arm.
The boneless high top chairs. I appreciate it. This is dope.
The boneless.
All right. Next story.
Oh, shit.
Great scam. Ex-EPA advisor admits to fraud. CIA claim 13 years of lies. Let me just read it to you because you won't understand it. But this is the greatest thing ever. A former U.S. Environmental Protection Agency advisor pleaded guilty on Friday. I'm sorry. Is that correct?
Yeah, pleaded.
Pleaded.
Pleaded?
Mm-hmm. Pleaded. Mm-hmm.
You can't say pled?
You can say pled.
Pled guilty?
They both sound.
So either word. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Pleaded guilty on Friday to cheating the government out of $886,000 or 13 years of telling lies, including claims he had malaria and that he was working on a CIA project.
He just winning.
John Bill, 64, of New York, had skipped work for a total of 2.5 years while claiming to be working on a project for the CIA and other jobs.
I can't believe it. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What did he work?
Teddy.
Columbia, U.S. Attorney's Office and the EPA Inspector General said in a statement, the top EPA administrator said he also falsely claimed to have malaria to get a parking space worth $200 a month.
Man.
He was reimbursed $57,000 for 5 trips to California for a research project that was never completed.
Okay.
Wow. He worked at the EPA since 1989 and was given a 3-year 25% bonus to stay with the EPA. That instead lasted 13 years. So basically, he told his EPA job, listen, man, I'm on a top secret
what
thing.
Is the EPA? What's
wait,
EPA?
What is
that?
The Environmental Protection Agency.
Bruh,
they
no.
Smog and all that stuff. So he's like, listen, come here.
Close the door.
Hey, don't
my
tell
thing
nobody.
Is he got a
right?
parking space for malaria. Nigga, you don't need to come in if you have malaria.
Yo,
cross what your, do you mean?
He's like, yo, cross your fingers. Promise to God you won't say nothing.
He's Teddy.
You said it's a malaria party.
So nobody
okay.
checked. Nobody
reserved
was like,
how
malaria?
Much is it?
Cam
right.
could just come in and be like, hey, Cam, I can't edit no more because the government pulled me. I'm working on this special.
Man, that's
yeah.
funny.
What?
But then did that for 13 years.
Who's
that's
driving
wild.
With malaria?
The fact that nobody, right.
Who's got that's malaria? Like,
my uncle,
yeah,
uncle,
but hey, malaria. I still gotta drive though. You
I
know.
Got an uncle who did that before. He's he had a side chick and a side baby, but he used to dip all the time. He told her he was a secret agent, but he's like 5'3".
Tom Cruise 5'3"? He was doing everything for MI6.
All you gotta do is catch them calling the CIA to check one time, and then you good. You just hang up the phone like, whoa. Hey, this is top secret.
He like, oh,
okay, you do this. You, hey, they might start coming after you.
Dog. No. So
imagine
the funny
is, oh my gosh. Girl, you know Jess is still
undercover with the, you know, I can't say
Jesse with his wife.
So the funniest part is around 2011, his manager, he fake retired as well. His EPA manager believed Bill had retired as he did not see him at the EPA offices again. The manager discovered in 2012 that Bill was still getting a paycheck.
But this was like, how was he getting
to
paid?
He stopped coming to work and they paid him?
Man, he stopped coming to work.
How you the manager don't know?
He told every person what they needed to hear. He told the payroll person, I'm working for the CIA. He told the boss, I'm retired.
Do EPA agents typically work for the CIA? Hey, like, man. What is
he a double agent. Basically,
yeah. Where there's no background check.
The ops don't recycle, right? So all that trash is all kind of evidence. That's why he had to get with the EPA, see where the recycling's going, you know what I'm saying? And then that way he could track down the terrorists.
Environmental terrorism is legit.
Yeah.
It's completely possible. Not very plausible. But it's possible.
But the government trying to tell me they can't clean up the homeless population
in
L.A. Y'all paying.
That's not because
they paid that man $886,000. He owed $886,000 and then another $500,000 in fees for the lie.
Privilege caught up with him, boy. Damn.
He never going to pay that money.
I bet you he got caught because of the parking space. I think he would have got away with it. But if somebody was like, no, no, you ain't going to be retired and be parking in the malaria section.
In L.A., for sure.
1,000%.
With malaria.
Why is it the malaria section?
Listen, you could work for the CIA. You could keep the check. I don't care about none of that.
I don't care. Get it how you live.
Get it.
But you ain't about to park in the malaria section. Oh, not on my watch.
That's why I draw the line.
I'm going to talk to everybody. I'm going to blow up your whole operation.
Because if we don't have order, we don't have nothing.
Oh, I'm tired of walking all the way from the back of the parking lot because Mr. Malaria over here and ain't seen one mosquito.
I can't even come to work with COVID, but he...
Malaria is such malaria a serious thing.
That's like, yeah.
He wasn't trying to pay the two. He's like, you know, I got that malaria.
On the mission when I went, you know.
Put me right
undercover.
He probably came in after
y'all
8 years
of not working.
He parked there once. It was like, I'm telling on him. I know he's
I'm sick of
it's
this
like,
thing.
You retired. We might as well just.
You know, it was, he probably was a black lady at office. Like, hell no. She saw her check and was wrong. Okay. Guess what? Guess who don't be here ever?
Hey, I came here to
just
change
guess.
My address.
Guess who's not retired? Yes, check yes. Hello, hello, authorities, yes.
Authorities?
Somebody's stealing money because it ain't me. And they won't give me no raise, but guess who don't even be here? Bye.
Authorities.
Bye.
Bye, I'm out. I'm taking an extra long lunch.
Oh, gosh.
I'm finna lunch.
Imagine the phone is saying authorities.
Hello, authorities.
Listen, let me tell you what. Who you know who had malaria?
Oh my God.
Think about it. Anybody you know had malaria?
What mosquito got that
much? That just goes to show how dumb our government is.
The mosquito made it from overseas to here. Okay, got it.
Our government, listen, one of the things that, to your point, I used to think it all day. We used to be pitching for like brand deals and stuff. Mm-hmm. And people would be so scared. Oh my God, we're going to pitch, you know, Amazon Studios or this. And I'm like, it's just somebody our age that works over there. They are not special, smart, mm-hmm. super soldiers.
Right.
They just at their job.
Right.
The government ain't nothing but the best people who skirt the rules.
Right.
Working down at the government office. They not special or smarter than you are.
They going to see Lil Baby this weekend?
Same concert.
They going to see Future when he pulls up. I don't know what you're talking about. They finna go see March Madness just like you are.
Working that good government job. Like my brother worked at
that's,
the state.
That's real.
That was the best job in Tacoma. He running food stamp scam.
Oh, I'm proud of him.
The best.
I used to work for Kwame. That was the best job I ever had. I will say that.
You work for Kwame Kilpatrick?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Kwame. He
did.
When I first started going to Detroit,
his daddy and my daddy were in the. They call it the Shrine of the Black Madonna. It's kind of like the Detroit Black Panthers.
Got it. You said were talking fast. What did you say?
I was saying his dad and my
dad. No, the triangle.
The Shrine of the Black Madonna.
It's called the Shrine of the Black Madonna.
Oh, Shrine of the Black Madonna. Okay.
And then my uncle and him are like, so that was the best job I ever had.
Bro, Kwame Kilpatrick.
I went on. No, my daddy was like, listen, ain't no, I don't know, papers. No paper. There's no paperwork. Like,
for
whatsoever.
Real?
I used to go to Motor City Casino to get my.
That's a great, they have great hotel rooms there.
I used to go get my check. I used to go get paid. I was like, so how much I make? He was like, just whenever they run out. I said, my nigga, I'm going to Somerset. Whenever today. They run out. That can run out tonight. What do you mean?
Whenever
like,
it runs
whenever
out.
Whenever it run out.
That was the best job I ever had.
Off the books
had.
When you a teen is great.
He used to bring us chicken fantastic. And waffles from New Center Eateries. What? Man, that was the best job.
So you just used to bring them food while they was in the
no,
streets?
No, he brought us food. He brought us chicken and waffles from the New Center Eateries because we was like downtown by this little chicken and waffle spot. That was the best job I ever had. Couldn't tell you what I did, but pay was
this
great.
This is how I knew he was. And this is how I knew they was gonna get him out of here. When I used to go to Detroit, he had a billboard. Kwame Kilpatrick had a billboard. Big ass diamond earring in his ear. I said, y'all.
Now listen.
My first joke used to be, when y'all mayor album coming out? Because that motherfucker look like it's gonna be hard as hell.
We had the Super Bowl in Detroit when they robbed Mike Tyson that year. We
they
went to
Detroit like that.
Time.
Dang. Yeah.
Listen.
Pre-hangover?
Okay, yeah. Nothing about you being Mike Tyson,
they
my nigga.
They robbed Mike Tyson?
Did you check in? Did you get a pass?
Was the first.
Who has to check
they
in?
They robbed Mike Tyson. Everybody. You got to check in when you get to the city.
When I go to my show, do I have to check in?
You might need to. You need me to call my family and come out.
Hello, authority?
Authority?
I need to check in for
they
Detroit.
They robbed Mike Tyson that year. So we went. It was all these parties, right? So Diddy had a party at, I think it was Elysium, was it called? The tickets was $300, right? So everybody was like, we ain't going. So me and my one friend was like, we going to go. So we bought the $300 tickets. We get there. The line is crazy. They ain't letting nobody in. So we just chilling. So the security guard noticed that we ain't tripping. So he was like, you know what? Y'all, come on. So we go in. They never checked our tickets. So he was like, we calling Ticketmaster tomorrow. We didn't get in. Get our
hilarious.
Refund. So then we get in. We bought like a VIP ticket. But we get upstairs. It's another whole VIP section, like where Diddy and everybody is at or whatever.
Yeah.
So we get up there and we like, yo, this ain't even, we thought we was paying for like the actual, this is damn near general population. We just upstairs. So we figuring out like, how we gonna get over there? And my homegirl was like, oh, there go your boy. So I'm thinking it's one of the homies, you know, somebody. I'm like, who? And I turned and look, it was Kwame. I'm like, oh shit. Kwame, he like, what y'all doing? Come on. Like, Kwame. Man, we had a time.
This the mayor.
Then
this
we called Ticketmaster the next day. Like, we couldn't get in. They wouldn't let nobody else in. They refund our
$300. What y'all doing over there?
Man, listen. But Kwame was a good mayor.
That's the movie
every black person.
Kwame, no, he really was bringing stuff to the city. I mean, he was doing what every other mayor do. They were just on him because he was young. So they knew, you know, you had to be a little... And really, he got caught up on some personal stuff. Like, okay, he had a
what
side chick.
What they get him for?
The hoes.
How he got ended up getting caught was...
The girls. The women.
Yeah.
The phone. Dang, he only 52. The lies.
Yeah, Kwame was a good mayor,
I
man.
Saw him
he in jail
was,
still?
No, he out. He out now.
He got, but then he got out, and then he put him back in jail for something. I was in Uptown one day, and I was still, he was standing around. I'm like, what the hell you doing? He's like, yeah, man, I just got out. This mother was at the comedy club. Like,
Kwame, he cool. Always he was, comes he was to the doing good things for the city, though. He was bringing a lot to the city, for real.
He brought the Super Bowl. But,
that's hilarious. Yeah. Your mayor being like, what y'all doing over there?
He's like, what you doing? Man, come on.
Stay in the administration. Let them through.
That's the movie.
I mean, really?
Right.
Really?
Y'all didn't buy no tickets. Y'all didn't buy no tickets, did y'all?
Listen, that was the best job. I was mad y'all had y'all got him out of office like that.
Pick your check is
crazy.
Yeah, I went to the three
you
car purple table.
Pick my check.
That's boy, that's great.
He's like, let me somebody a three car purple table.
Some people are smart in the government.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right. Certain there are. But everybody it's just relative. It ain't the collection of the smartest of the smarts. People in the Patreon's like, I work for the government. I'm smart. I ain't say you was dumb.
You absolutely smart.
Right. I'm just saying, like,
my cousin, a judge, you are right?
Off task right
when
now,
I went
though.
Home.
Right. The whole point, you work for the government, you watch this live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. People think that if you got a good job, you don't have no time to waste.
Oh,
the best,
yeah.
The no. More high up you have, the best job, the less actual work you have to
black
do.
Black women have learned how to watch a series with only captions. You done read the whole BML.
My cousin's a judge, right? We was at the crib kicking it when I was just home. We was up late. She like, I'm probably just coming in late tomorrow. Then my friend was like, so niggas is coming to your courtroom to get arraigned, and you just gonna get there when you get there? It's the weekend. I mean, they ain't gonna be able to get out till Monday. Cause you
it is what it is, baby.
When I tell you my best job paying was Boeing, least amount of work done. Mm-hmm. I was watching free movies on YouTube. I was like, I'm
that's
gonna watch Paid in Full
for.
Today.
You work hard to get to the level
to
of
close
like,
your office door.
I ain't gonna
or work
do
remote.
That.
Come on now.
So I know y'all with them good jobs right now, Patreon. Y'all like, I put this on my Patreon. I put the schedule out this week. They was like, oh, let me set my calendar around this. Cause like, you're unavailable all day Thursday. What you got? I've got plenty of things. I'm just going to be tied up from right. Now 12 to 6. Don't even come in here. I am just swamped.
They in
there
internet.
With the headphones on like, Ronnie Jordan, Keisha, and Rob, boy.
Laugh.
Right? Like,
shout out to everybody in my DM saying they watching too. I didn't care, man. You got a long reach, brother.
About to go unplug
like,
their Wi-Fi.
I like you on this show.
We need to get Keisha a man.
Oh,
wait. Yeah, send y'all nephews.
Where did that come from?
We got Ronnie some merch. That's what you want, Keisha.
Send some nephews.
You know, so while people in the comments be, I was looking at something a while back, like, that's why she ain't got no man. I'm like, I got a whole nigga at home putting me a brisket in the crock pot. What is you talking about? Like, y'all don't even know.
Putting me a brisket in the crock pot.
You do?
That used to be legal.
What you
gonna
do now?
Pork loins. Like, I put a pork loin in the crock pot for you before I leave. I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
You
dating
the barbecue man?
I good. That's why I gained 15 pounds. Like, okay, wait a minute.
Keisha, I got a brisket in the crock pot right now. Okay,
cooking,
yeah.
Like,
how long
okay.
You been with your fella?
This is off camera. What's up?
Hey. Keisha said, ain't nobody got to know everything.
Yeah.
Come on, Kwame ain't even talking about me.
You see,
like
you,
that.
You see, you did the right thing. You ain't come to Atlanta. And you got some brisket. I got you. Y'all owe me a plate. Fuck that. What my brisket? Bring my shit up here, bro.
You ain't come to Atlanta.
Hey, babe.
You got a brisket.
Hey, Keisha, babe. I know you watching. Wrap it up. Bring it up here. You know
shit. Y'all are stupid.
All right, let's end the episode with the random question generator. I think we start with Ronnie this time. Today's random question: if you were required to have a job of some type, but you didn't need the money from it to survive, what job would you choose? This is a regular job, not the type of jobs we do.
If you're required to have a job, but you didn't need the money from it.
But you didn't need the money, but you just got to go up in there from 9 to 5, what job would you choose? Can't be comedy or podcast, and them is not real in this sense. 9 to 5, Ronnie Jordan.
I can't own the studio?
Nope. That's your job now. Regular 9 to 5, W-2. You got to ask for time off. PTO.
I probably would be like a one of them Benihana dudes out there flipping the shit.
Would you really?
Yeah, that shit, it's still like the stage.
They don't have new stuff, though. That's
yeah,
my
but I'm saying I would be doing different shit. I'd be doing like collard greens and shit out there. It'll be if
you meant different tricks. You meant different foods on the grill.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna bring a whole new wave to the whole hibachi game. We're gonna go hibachi soul food infusion. And I'm gonna be on Good Morning America immediately.
Why hasn't that been updated?
Yeah,
there's other stuff you can cook on the hibachi.
They have a
I just want to see a dude scramble
the
egg.
They have
on
a Mexican
there.
One.
They have a Mexican one in the valley.
But I'm gonna
do the show.
Waffle House is a hibachi. Also, Rob, we could do the new first hibachi Waffle Houses where the Waffle House cook is facing you.
Okay.
And now all y'all right. Sitting around them. We got the new club.
Now they
got
to be face worthy, though.
Yeah.
Some of them, you don't want them to turn around.
We got to have that. But we're going to have black bottle girls doing it. Now you just made them bottle girls. They're now going to have BBLs.
Waffle House is a hibachi is hilarious.
Waffle House is a hibachi. It's a hibachi. That sounds like a country song, don't you?
Yeah.
Waffle House is a hibachi.
Put that in the jukebox. Put that on touch tone.
It's the same thing.
No. Throw some hash browns in your mouth to catch.
Yeah.
Why?
A mound of grits and then they light it on fire and got the little.
I ruin every hibachi I go to because I'm allergic to shrimp and then he got to do like my old section where it can't have no shrimp. And all the tricks and shit happened over here, he's like, chicken.
Yeah.
You can't throw the chicken in there.
He did volcanoes and shit with onions over there.
He just cooks your food.
He flipping shrimp in everybody's mouth. I'm like, man. I don't like hot stuff in my mouth anyway.
Why is that not man? I didn't know that wasn't manly until I saw it on social media.
No.
Well, they were squirting like
a man flipping a shrimp into your mouth?
They were squirting like garlic butter in
your mouth. Why is that not manly?
A man shooting a shrimp into your mouth.
Now you
do
said
I need
shooting.
To explain
first
it?
First, he was flipping it.
Flipping.
Hey. Now he's shooting it into your mouth.
I don't think a man's supposed to catch anything
a
from another dude in their mouth.
A man flipping a shrimp into your mouth.
If y'all were seals, you would want to be with the seal that can catch the fish. You wouldn't want to be with the seal that the fishes fly off the side of their mouth and slide down. That's not
You'd
cool.
You'd be one skinny seal every time I pause. Yo, I don't do that shit, son. Don't give me. Yo, don't spit your fish at me, B. I do my own shit.
So if you had a 6'5" dude, electrical dude, he does everything, money, brisket.
Make it brisky.
But he catches shrimp in his mouth. You're out.
I'm out.
That's a red flag?
For catching shrimp?
I'm out.
Why?
What else you catching?
But what if when he catch it, like, he bite down, it's not like he like, oh, it's hot.
Why
oh,
you letting a grown man stand in your 6'5" face?
He let his tongue get hurt to reclaim his masculinity.
No.
Why is it so easy for somebody to get you to open your mouth?
Yeah,
why,
now you a bad bitch.
You let this stranger get you to open your mouth that easy?
That's a red flag. He's still feeding you. He still cooked the meat.
He's eating the bean.
Red flag.
Red, that is a flag on the play. For real.
Because he caught a shrimp.
Dinner is over. Goodbye. Y'all enjoy. You're grabbing your purse. You and Hibachi Man this have a good time.
Girl. Girl. I'm back outside because.
I am outside. Where they at? This man is in here eating shrimp.
What do you mean
cocktail?
He didn't catch the shrimp? It'd be all just being raised their hand and shit. All right.
What if he missed it? Did he look
a scampi. He got garlic butter running down his chin now. What?
And then when you cut back to him.
But he
want to
lead me. But I'm supposed to be submissive and listen.
So you want him to catch it with his hand and then eat it with it?
Is that manly enough?
I want you to have it on, put it on your plate. I want you to be offended at this grown man even attempting to. It better be a fight at the hibachi place because he even tried you that way.
Don't make it worse when you walking out, he like eating the cherry off the toothpick of the margarita.
You done tied it in a knot. Like, I can't.
Hey, I've ruined a lot of dates getting to Shirley Temple. I did not know people were so anti. That's the best way to do Sprite with the cherry in it.
Don't come on the date order no
if
martini.
If it's available. People like, are you serious? You really gonna have a Shirley Temple right now? We having a nice time. Like,
Shirley Temple does give chicken tender energy. Like, it's
don't
just,
come
it's
over
like,
here.
It's a
chicken, I didn't know.
A
why
chicken
can't
tender
be out
basket.
The world.
Yeah. About I love a dirty
Shirley
martini.
Temple.
Exactly.
You said martini?
Don't order no martini.
You know Shirley Temple is.
You can't have martinis?
No.
Shirley Temple
can.
Is.
Thank you, Cam.
No. I'm shaking my head at you.
You should have you order martinis, Cam?
James Bond.
James Martinis.
James Bond.
You better tell him to put it in the glass.
Martinis are strong as hell, though. It's all vodka.
See,
problem is, the menu don't tell you what kind
you're
of glass you get.
Martini's coming, martini
so you'll
glasses.
See something, it'll be like, these ingredients are all the things I mess with.
Because the martini is strong. All right,
cool. They going
to
put a little apple slice in there? I eat apples.
Martini.
And then
you
it comes
you don't tell
in the
what
most
kind of drink it come in.
A regular James Bond martini is strong and nasty.
I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me.
Yeah.
They bring it in. It's in a pineapple. I'm like, okay, y'all didn't say it was.
Oh, no. It has like a.
I've ordered a drink and be like, hey, put this in a manly glass. And then when they bring that little
it's
faint,
and then
because
you gotta
skinny
hold it,
stem,
you know, and you gotta.
I'm glass.
I'm always for the Presidente margarita from the Mexican spot with the good burritos.
I'm not
like,
tripping up you having a margarita.
And I do strawberry and with the sugar on the thing on the rim. Yep.
Margarita, a watermelon.
Margarita tastes good with burritos. I'm sorry.
So you just anti Shirley Temple, anti martini.
You definitely can't drink a martini with me. Shirley Temple, they got the little cherry in it, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's just Sprite.
I mean, what if he rips the stem out and then just like, he
don't
take
have
it like this?
In it, does it?
No, don't.
No, it's just so, like a Sprite
grenade.
Okay,
that's it. The shrimp in your mouth, flying in your mouth, and the martini, that's, I'm out.
But Shirley Temple's okay.
I mean, if that's
so.
What
if he has this? What if he?
Nah, we not doing it. That's weird.
Why he can't enjoy it? That's why they had the stems.
Yeah. What if he could tie it into a bow?
If you could tie it into a bow,
imagine what he could do.
That's what I'm saying. But you just shouldn't be tying it.
What
into
if he
a
eats
bow?
The orange? Like,
I'm not mad at you eating orange like that. But
so
you
you're
just
cherry
be tying
specific.
It with cherry. That's just listen.
It look like balls. You can't have it.
You can't be like. Shirley Temple. It's just no drink. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that Detroit being so tough.
Shirley Temple, I'm not tripping off of. He don't. It has a Shirley Temple has a very soft name. It feels very much like if somebody run up on us right now. I gotta protect you. If you order the Shirley Temple. But I'm not mad at
okay,
it.
Okay, what
you
about
don't
Roy
drink
Rogers?
And you order the Shirley
Roy
Temple.
Roy Rogers just a Shirley Temple in a dark beverage. It's just
but that's
like
what I'm
Coke.
Saying. I'm not tripping if you order a Shirley Temple.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what that was
Coke.
Called.
Roy Rogers is just Coke and grenadine.
I've been but calling
see,
that a Shirley Temple
saying,
Black.
Why would a black drink?
Because that was her name after she got married, Shirley Temple Black.
Was it really?
Yeah, when she was an ambassador. So I renamed that whole thing. Or Roy Rogers.
I call it Ashley Banks. I don't know why. It's a black child actor female.
I never heard of anybody being anti-martini before you, Keisha.
Nah, grown man don't do martinis.
She gonna be like, grown man do martinis, then arm up.
My man don't do nothing to
you. Can he have soup?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Can he blow the soup?
Can he eat ice cream cone?
I don't like the way you named it, but yeah.
Can he
eat ice cream cone?
What about what?
I don't believe some of the stuff. What's like the man can't order dessert is tight. Like that, some of that is just wild. A grown man throwing anything in your mouth is never.
It's wild. That's wild. That's nuts. For me. That's crazy.
So what about when the people was going to Salt Bae's restaurant?
And you letting Salt Bae, the nigga name is Salt Bae, and you let
Salt
Bae
can't put nothing in nobody's mouth like at my table.
You
sorry.
Let him doing anything in your.
Hey man, put the salt on my shit like man, the.
What if it's E-40 and he's like, sprinkle me, man. And then Salt Bae hits
him
with
he can sprinkle it on your steak, but any in your mouth?
Oh, yeah, nah.
Nah. That's
you
a no.
You paying $400 for a prime rib.
That's a no
and then
for
you get
me.
Accosted by this Italian white man.
That's a no, nah.
This man from Spain's on.
Nah.
Salt Bae be in there putting meat in everybody's mouth. Yo, why y'all doing it? I just want to walk in the room like, hey, if y'all keep doing it, he gonna keep doing it.
Mm-mm. All right, Keisha, you're next. If you were required to have a type of job or some type, but you didn't need the money to survive, what would you choose?
I'd probably work at like a water park.
Oh, that'd
probably
be fun.
I'd have fun. Yeah.
That's a good job.
I mean, if you like pink eye. Mm-hmm. But
most of the time, you got to tell people what to do. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't really need the money, so I get fired. Who cares?
That's cool. I get you. What about
until
you,
one kid throws up in the pool and then you gotta.
Yep.
Oh, he threw up in his own. Is he drowning?
No,
he's just throwing up. Oh, then cool. I ain't gotta get in there.
Where would you work? The wave
only
pool?
If I gotta save you.
Somebody
or
the
ride.
Wave pool.
I probably work at like Hurricane Harbor, like one of the.
Hurricane Harbor's a good time.
Something like that. Yeah.
Good time. All right, Rob Hayes.
Okay, do the other people at the job know that I don't need the job?
It's a great clarifying question.
Because I am a little worried about
that is a fantastic
like the
joke.
Dynamic between people who need it and me just like goofing fucking around,
right.
You know?
I feel like eventually they gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
Don't really care about getting paid.
Because if I work in like for a greeting card company, but like I don't need it, like I'm gonna get real experimental with the cards. Meanwhile, other people are like, yo, I'm trying to nail it. I'm trying to, yo, happy birthday from him. It's my category this year. Meanwhile, I'm in like, okay, what if we just do something like a Mad Lib and you fill it in with your stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing different, yeah.
They don't know. They think you have the job for real.
Yeah. I might be pretty popular in there, though. At Hallmark?
Also, yeah, never the, thought about somebody has
whole,
to write, though.
Somebody, you can come up with the post-abortion cards. Like, sorry you had to have an abortion.
Yeah, I'm pitching
you
stuff like that.
They need cards like for... Like, dang, that's a...
Plan B cards. I hope you took it. Or,
and
I'm
like,
about to get you one of these.
Like, instead of the gift card slot, it got a little pill slot.
That's come it on, right man. There. Plan hey. B card.
Just drop it to her in the mail.
That's it. Yeah. That's the that's what we came here for. We came here to get that $1 million idea.
You had a very specific gift card company.
Mm-hmm.
You could call it very specific gift cards.
Okay.
And people would be like, because that you don't find that in CBS.
I feel like that'll go at Shark Tank. I feel like we'll be at Shark Tank. Like,
you don't find those cards at CBS.
You know the card for the next morning, that little $40 that I said I won't get? You got a little slot, you stick the 40 in there?
A little Uber home card, you put a little Uber gift card in there, and just
that
you know,
you
were great. Hey. About to see you soon, hopefully.
That is hilarious.
Don't charge nothing else in this room, but my card's still on the room.
Be empty.
That dot. Hopefully is. Ellipsis. Hopefully.
You know, God willing. You know,
I don't
what
know
mean?
You well enough to know your
oh,
whole situation.
Oh my God!
I hope it's well.
Them cars gonna be sold out.
What?
You can't.
I thought you
can't get them
company.
Nowhere else. And CBS can never sell those.
No.
Even though they sell the Plan B, they can't sell the car.
Mm-hmm.
Plan B card is very classy.
Yeah. Man,
it's very classy.
Because you got to sit it right by the register. Like, hey, look at here, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, they could be right on the phone. That's gonna be on first thing you're gonna do. Your phone out. They got Plan B,
bruh.
Cards.
You could charge double because them companies, Hallmark can never sell that.
No,
Mahogany can never sell that. Mm-mm. CVS, Walgreens, they can't sell that stuff. You have no competition.
I think we think came up with something.
Let me
that's
see
it.
If the website
the patent on Plan B.
Plan B cards, bro.
Nobody even knows me.
Yeah,
I'm behind the IP. I'm hiding the address of who owns it.
That's hard.
God. All
right, Kevin, what would you do? My funnest job was working at a daycare.
Really?
With school age kids. Because school age kids, you don't have diapers, you don't have mistakes, none of that stuff. They are fun at games. They play dodgeball. Actually, take that back. Even funner, I worked at a summer camp. The best. All we got to do is play manhunt, dodgeball. We going swimming.
That's summer
today.
Camp in Tacoma.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, okay. You got to be specific because L.A. is going to be different.
Yeah.
That's a different camp.
Mm-hmm.
First, you got to choose a side. That's number one. You can't be coming up here like that.
Tacoma was a very easy summer camp. It was a the only bad thing about it is that job was only 6 weeks long, and summer was 10 weeks long. So I had to get another job working at the fair, and I had two jobs. The first majority of the fair, I had to grill onions all day.
Oh,
I had to.
Oh man, big old buckets of onions.
She loved you, bro.
Bruh. Because I would go to by her house after work. A big old thing of butter, cover the grill with that, open a bucket of onions, grill onions, slide them over for the burger person. And then when I was done with that, I had to dip corn dogs. And corn dog batter is very thick.
It's very
so
messy.
Eventually,
it's hard to get off your hands.
It's hard to get. It's you end up, you have a corn dog line in your thumb at the end of the day. You don't ever want to eat a burger or a corn dog ever again. And I do that for 3 weeks.
If we go out there, you order those burgers and corn dogs, I'm going to be... That's how petty I think Kim
would be. I would. All right, this has been I Saw This on the Internet. Ronnie Jordan, Keisha E., Rob Hayes, Kev on Stage. If you have a funny story to submit to us, we sometimes get to them. Email us, internet@kevonstage.com. You get us wherever you find your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, the rest of them. We'll see you next time.